19 to 8, Herbie and Dane on Hit 93.1, and we are joined by four very special guests right now from GWS Giants. We've got Harry Himmelberg, Jerry Finlinson, Matthew Flynn, and Zach Sproul. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Now, normally, Dane, you're quite a tall bloke. I'm going to say big because you're quite a slender little fella.
Well, tall is big.
But right now, I feel tiny because you guys are huge.
Yeah, some large lads here. What's the diet? What's the diet consist of, boys? Matthew, what are we eating in season?
In season, well, it should be a lot of, I guess, veggies and meat and pastas and whatnot. Sometimes we stray from that. I think Jeremy's isn't as good as it should be.
The worst.
Why is that, Jeremy? Why are you the worst? They dodged you in, mate.
Little sweets here and there.
nothing wrong with that. I will touch on that for a second because you guys are all from regional New South Wales. And when you actually moved for footy, was it hard to say goodbye to mum's cooking?
Mum wasn't the best cook.
So she's not listening this morning.
No. That was always a tricky part, having to learn to cook and clean after yourself and whatnot. So, yeah, it was always a little bit tricky, but I'm used to it now.
Now, you guys are all locally from around the place. Now, what advice would you give the local players playing in the local leagues around the place to have a crack in the AFL, Zach?
Oh, gee whiz. I guess the main thing is probably keep enjoying your footy. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. And just keep making sure you're trying out for all those different rep sides, like the Murray Giants and the under-13s, all the way up to the Murray Bush Rangers and the under-18s. Just give yourself the best opportunity that way, I think.
And Harry, you've been doing quite well in the last couple of years. What importance was it playing regional country footy? What do you reckon that gave you as like a helping hand for when you got to GWS?
Yeah, I think the thing that country footballers tend to have over the city guys is the fact that they do play against men really early. So all us four boys would have been playing senior footy from when we were probably, I was a bit later, probably 16, 17. These boys definitely early. Flinny being from Mirandri probably had to play ones when he was 7.
Is that true?
Very close. Maybe 9.
6. But, straight from Oski.
Yeah.
You do get that taste of senior footy and that awareness that you need to have, otherwise you'll get folded into a pancake. But the fact that we get to play against older guys when we're younger makes up for the talent pathway that they do have in Victoria and other states.
And Jeremy, I'll throw to you for this one. In the last couple of years, AFL women's has become huge. Why do you think this is so good for AFL?
I think it's just good to, as you said, for women to get involved in our sport. It's just good to see them running around, and it's not only men's that can play, but now it's also women, and it gives all them young kids and the girls that don't really have a sport to play, they can come play AFL and they can enjoy it.
Have you watched any of the games and thought, geez, they're going to take me?
I'm actually getting to watch a fair bit more now on TV and that. But, yeah, some of the hits they do, you just like, wow, where'd that come from? But, nah, it's really good.
It's fantastic to see for the sport. Also, Jeremy, we'll stay with you, mate. You guys are in town for a couple of very special visits today. What have you guys got up to?
We've got Flinny and Sproulie going up to Tumut and Adelong, up to a few schools up there. And then me and Harry will stay in Wagga here and do schools. And then this afternoon, we all come together and we'll go and see some hospital.
Oh, lovely.
I think a few kids there and that. And yeah, hopefully get a smile on their face, which will be good.
And what's it like for you guys visiting these regional areas? Obviously, you're from here. What do you think it means for people to meet you and hear you speak today? Like, it must be pretty special, obviously. And you guys must enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of funny. You put yourself in the kids' shoes when you go to schools. And I remember when I was young, I had Kieran Jack come to my school. And at the time, I thought, like, he wasn't playing any footy, but I thought, like, this is pretty special.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to think that, I guess, kids see that about, like, us boys. Yeah. And, like, we haven't played a hell of a lot of footy, but they still, like, look at us that way. So I guess it's like, awesome to see that there's an opportunity for kids in the local area to get to that level if they put their mind to it and, like Zach said, enjoy their footy and go after it, I guess. So, yeah, it's just, like, an awesome opportunity, I guess, and really, it's really exciting.
And I want to know, going back to when you guys played junior footy, who were the footy players that you did look up to?
I guess I play as a forward, so I went for St Kilda when I was a little kid.
Great team, yes! It'll be a good season, I'm feeling it. Yeah.
So the one bloke I really looked up to and it was Nick Rewalt, the captain.
Oh, you can't go past him. Do you like the G-Train?
Love the G-Train.
How about yourself, Harry?
I grew up following West Coast. I'm not sure why. My uncle was West Coast.
Good theme song, though. I like this.
Yeah, my uncle was a West Coast supporter, and my family wasn't really into AFL too much when I was younger. But, yeah, he swayed me over there, and my favourite player was probably Chris Judd when he was there. I was a really small kid growing up, so, yeah, I liked the midfielders and that. So Ben Cousins, Chris Judd,
yeah, in the prime. Do your family support AFL now or not?
Yeah.
Get around it just a little bit. Yeah. Awesome stuff, boys. Well, best of luck with the upcoming season.
I just want to get some advice, because we've got an NRL supporter over here.
Here we go.
How can we get him on board? Because we really got to convert him to AFL.
I need a team to support. Normally I support all the Brisbane teams.
It's a bit
not
awkward if you
anymore.
Don't say them. Should
I support GWS? Give me one good reason, one word each, on why I should support GWS this season.
Well, Zach reckons just... because of him. He's going to be a step forward this year. So.
I'm in. I'm on board. Give me one of those jumpers. Let's
Are we expecting a top four finish?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yes. Nah, it's happening.
Yes. Let's defeat Essendon in round one. Fingers crossed.
Harry Himmelberg, Jeremy Finlinson, Matthew Flynn and Zach Sproul, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. GWS Giants, boys. Have a great season. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.